It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you're well. I hope you're smooth. I hope you are all of the amazing things. I am back. Normal time. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's been a day. Wednesday, August 13, 2025. Shedeur Sanders is hurt. The guy is doing good. He can't catch a break. James Cook, he's caught himself a break. A four-year, $48 million extension. The Milwaukee Brewers, they are continuing to break their foots up in people's backsides. They now have a 12-game winning streak. Mariners got a little one going themselves to 8 games. Mariners will be in action in about 40 minutes from now. Pete Alonso's hitting home runs last night. Travis Kelce admits he's kind of falling off a little bit, hanging out with his superstar girlfriend. Michael Penix Jr., man, you the quarterback. You getting in a fight? What's wrong with you? You can get hurt like that. Chop Robinson is hurt. Hope it's not severe. Sauce Gardner is hurt. Hope it's not severe. Antoine Winfield Jr. hurt. Hopefully not severe. Hey, that's football. People are going to get hurt. Hey, we got Eric Edholm who's going to join us from NFL Media. He'll be here with us next hour. And it is Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, hey, how about this? This is going to be an interesting one. I'm going to give you the top six cheaters in sports history. Man, we got quarterbacks in college defending themselves against cheating, and we got NBA players defending their brothers against cheat. It's a lot going on in the world of sports. Twins not for sale. Blazers have been sold. Portland Trail Blazers have been sold. Michael Phelps is teaching the Ravens how to swim. If only Michael Phelps could teach the Ravens how to, I don't know, beat the Chiefs or the Bills in the playoffs, that'd be more impressive. But anyway, we got a lot to get into. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I am on the internet. You can find me there amongst all the other crazy things that you probably partake in online. I am at JR Sport Brief. You got Twitter, I'm there. You got Facebook, I'm there. You got Instagram, I'm there. You got X, Twitter, whatever the hell it is, I am there. Botcher, how are you? Welcome back. Do I welcome you back or you welcome me back? I've been here, you've been here. What are we doing here?
It's a mutual welcoming for both of us.
A mutual welcome.
We're back in the rhythm of things.
This is, what is it, like Voltron or Power Rangers? Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, the amount of Power Rangers content on my social media feed the last few days has been great, by the way. I don't know where it came from, but Power Rangers is back.
Okay. All right. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Good. Well, it's good to be here at No Power Rangers. We got a lot to get into. What awful news for Shedeur Sanders. The guy started last week against the Panthers. 138 yards, 2 touchdowns. We know Shedeur Sanders got the start last week because Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are running around with busted up legs, smoked hammies, and Shedeur got the opportunity. The guy who was selected in the 5th round after another rookie in Dillon Gabriel, he got the start and he did good, played well. So much so that even while these guys kind of recovered, Kevin Stefanski put out the word. He's like, hey, listen, if these guys are still busted up, we're going to throw Shedeur out there in our next preseason game on Saturday against the Philadelphia Eagles. This was good news for Shedeur earlier today. Listen to what head coach of the Browns, Kevin Stefanski, had to say early before practice.
The Charlotte game in Charlotte, you said Shedeur would get plenty of reps in the next game. If Pickett and Gabriel can't play, would he start?
Yeah, I guess if those guys could not play, yes. Yeah, and we're working through that, Tony. You know, we're always going to play our young guys a lot in these games, so we'll see how it shakes out here over the next couple of days.
Is there some wisdom, though, if Dylan is healthy, would you like to see him get a start as well, potentially?
Yeah, potentially. Again, the plan was always to give both of those guys a start in the preseason, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Oh, boy. That's how it was supposed to go. Well, apparently now Dylan Gabriel is going to get that shot, that chance, that opportunity that Shador got last week because Shador was warming up for practice. Two teams will practice against the Eagles. And he felt a pain that a lot of people don't want to feel. An oblique injury. Yeah, the side in between your back and your front, the side. You hear about obliques and the baseball players feel it from all that swinging and turning. And you think about a football player, particularly a quarterback, who's doing a lot of rotating his upper body and his lower body, trying to coordinate all of that. You do it enough, you can be hurt. It was only, more than a week ago, before Shador got the start, that Shador Sanders was complaining about a sore shoulder. And now he's dealing with an oblique issue. He might have gotten the next start here to continue to build a case as to why he should be called upon right after Joe Flacco, which I don't want to say it's inevitable that he goes down, but he's 40 years old. You would think at some point in time, Joe Flacco is going to be sitting on the bench. I don't want to say sucking his thumb because he's old. He might be, changing his diaper. I don't know. But the fact is, this stinks for Shador. Dylan Gabriel is likely to get the start, and we'll see what he can do. Can he match the two touchdowns that Shador threw with no turnovers and no interceptions and no fumbles? We're going to find out, likely against the Eagles. We don't know if Dylan Gabriel will be cleared to go out there enough. I'll tell you this much, the 40-year-old guy, Joe Flacco, won a Super Bowl, knows a thing or two about injuries, a lot of them. This is what he had to say about his teammates, Shador's injury.
Yeah, he said something about it, and I don't know, what can I do? You know, it's kind of tough. You know, like, we all want to be out there and getting reps. But, hey, that's what training camp and football is all about. You know, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you got to deal with them, and it is what it is.
Joe Flacco said, that ain't got nothing to do with me. He's like, all these guys out here, I'm 40 years old. My time is running out. All these young guys behind me, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, they are all trying to take my job. You think I care? If this guy goes down, sorry, man. It's tough for you. It stinks for you. Jalen Hurts, what a nice guy, right? The other quarterback on the opposite end of the field, the guy who won a Super Bowl this year, he's not thinking about the Super Bowl from last year because it was last season. Now we're in a new season. I guess he feels like a loser. But Jalen Hurts, he actually carted and got him into the golf cart and took him to the back after he couldn't warm up and play. This is what Jalen Hurts had to say about speaking with Shador.
Yeah, I keep the conversation intimate. We had a very lengthy conversation. He came to me and just, you know, wanted to talk. And I'm always there, as said earlier, of giving my perspective on what I see and how I've gone about things. And ultimately, it takes a great deal of patience and hard work and a sense of resilience. You know, you got to want it. You know, you got to want it. And so I'm supporting him from where I am and wishing him nothing but the best with his opportunities.
Damn. Wow. Maybe he needs more questions about the opposition. Maybe he needs more question about the young guys, because if you ask Jalen Hurts a question about him, his accomplishments, anything that he's done, Jalen Hurts is saying absolutely nothing. But this is the part that stinks, and maybe it doesn't matter, because we know Joe Flacco is going to get the start. He's going to get the opportunity at the beginning of the season. But Shador, just when it looks like he's on a little bit of an uphill climb, he overcomes one obstacle. Now he has another one. And you would think, for a guy who fell to the fifth round of the draft, was publicly expected to go, I don't know, in the first round somewhere, he's already overcome some things. And so what's a little oblique injury, except for that oblique injuries can linger? And I don't know, maybe they don't give the guy a shot. Do you want a shot this early in the season? If you're the Cleveland Browns, are you telling Shador, all right, sit down. We don't need you for right now. Are they putting him back into mothballs? This guy was throwing touchdowns in a preseason game when just a couple of days before that, he was just throwing five-yard passes to equipment managers. He's throwing a football to me. It's not going to make the guy better. In the long term, in the long run, I'm referring to this year, I don't think this will have an effect on Shador unless he just gets rushed back. What's the rush? He had a good performance. Let's see if Dillon Gabriel can match it. I think given the injuries that all of these guys have suffered throughout the course of the preseason, not Joe Flacco, but Gabriel and Pickett and now Shador, and then factoring in Joe Flacco's age, I think Shador will get his chance and his opportunity. There is no need to rush it. None at all. Albert Breer covers all things NFL. He talked about Dillon and Shador and who we'll see, who we won't see, how this will affect the guys. Listen to this.
I was saying this before the depth chart came out. Like I just think like at this point, they would feel more comfortable putting Dillon Gabriel in a regular season game than they would Shador Sanders. It does not mean that can't change in the next 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. It can, you know? But just as far as like what your comfort level would be if you're one of those coaches, like what their comfort level is with putting a guy in that game and having those guys start a game, I think that's the order, you know? And again, maybe that changes, but I don't think, you know, a few throws in a preseason game is going to be the sort of change agent for that a lot of people want it to be.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to see. Well, we are likely to see Dillon Gabriel this Saturday if his leg is fine. We are likely to see Kenny Pickett this Saturday if his leg is fine. And Shador, well, I guess he's just going to have to stand around on the sidelines. Or maybe he'll be healthy enough to go out there and play. Obliques are tricky. You go out there too soon and you are gone for a month or 2 months. Got to give it time to heal. Well, we're going to find out how tough Shador is, whether he wants to get shot up or not. Not a good idea. I would avoid that if I were Shador. Just when it seems that he's kind of breaking through, Shador Sanders gets knocked back down. I'm sure he got some positive words from Jalen Hurts, and we most certainly know that he got some positive words from his dad, Deion Sanders. When it comes to the Cleveland Browns, the drama continues on. I don't want to call it a... I'll stop in there, call it a drama. The drama continues on, and the story continues to roll. Let's see when Shador gets his next shot or opportunity. Hopefully for his sake, he's healthy and he's good enough to go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, I'm healthy. I'm good to go. I'm back. And all I do is sit here and talk. That's what I'm going to be doing for the next several hours. I told you, we got a top six list coming your way. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. A top six list of them. Hey, we're going to have a conversation with Eric Edholm from NFL Media. Eric will be here with us next hour to break down everything going on in the NFL. Shador Sanders isn't the only guy who's been hurt. He's not the only guy that's a little banged up. And then we have a running back out of Buffalo. He's feeling good because he just got paid. We'll talk about some more of these NFL injuries on the other side of the break. I'll tell you about the new deal that James Cook received as well. We got a lot to get into. Congratulations and welcome. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about Shador Sanders going down with an oblique injury just last break. We don't know if he'll be able to play on Saturday in their next preseason game against the Eagles. You would think that Kenny Pickett or Dillon Gabriel will get the start. Both of these guys are coming off of their own hamstring issues, which is why Shador started in the first place. And so right now for Shador Sanders, it's like one step forward and two steps back. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on his oblique injury as we receive more information. Not expecting that to be today, It may be throughout the rest of the week, so no doubt about that. Also, we have some other NFL players who've been dealing with some injuries, unfortunately. Chop Robinson of the Miami Dolphins, he had to be carted off of the field due to an undisclosed leg injury. He then said that he was all good, he was fine. And I guess if the athlete says he's fine, do you believe him? I mean, it's a lower leg injury, so he would know what the hell is going on. Maybe, possibly. And so we'll have to wait and see what happens with him. Speaking of leg injuries, we have a New York Jet. This man just got a brand new contract to play defense, be one of the best corners in the game. Sauce Gardner, he went down today at New York Jets practice with a bum calf. Aaron Glenn, the first-year head coach of the Jets, I guess he's navigating all of this in a new way, just like, well, most first-year head coaches, all of them. This is what Aaron Glenn had to say about Sauce Gardner.
I anticipate him playing this week, all right? So that's good. Sauce wasn't out today. He had some calf soreness. Continue to evaluate him and see exactly where he's at.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a calf. You just hope you don't pull the calf. Ask Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson pulled his calf around this time last year. We didn't see that guy until weeks into the regular season. You got to be careful with calves. I know this is not the NBA. We don't want to see ruptured Achilles coming off of calf strains, but you got to be careful. He's not even the only defensive back who went down today due to any type of calf or lower leg injury. Safety Antoine Winfield Jr., one of the best in the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he didn't participate today at all. And his head coach, Todd Bowles, Mr. Enthusiasm himself, he says, it's a lower leg injury. Stop asking me questions.
Noticed Antoine Winfield Jr. was out again. What's his prognosis?
He's got a lower leg injury. He's a little sore.
Done. That's it. Bacha, you give it a try. Give us your best Todd Bowles.
He's a little injured right now. He'll be fine later.
Yeah, that's it. Bacha, I've met that man. He is, well, of course, naturally. He's not like that all the time. The guy used to play in the NFL. He has a wife. I think he has a daughter. Yeah, I think one of his daughters might be married to an NFL player. And so there's no way in hell he's like that every day, all day.
Oh,
Bacha,
no.
Could you get a wife sounding like that on, like, the first? Do you get past the first date?
Unless the wife is very talkative and you're the quiet one to balance it out. But no, I think he's just getting through the questions as quick as possible, and I respect that.
Just talking to everybody. He's not giving us the Mike McDaniel, the Nick Sirianni. It's amazing how you have such a wide variety they're human beings. And this is why you have some coaches who fail and some who don't. Like, you can tell the guys who are phonies and guys who are out here faking. And Andy Reid, is all things considered, he's one of the more talkative guys. If there's something that he doesn't want to discuss, Andy Reid isn't going to get into it. And then you have the dudes who are just, I don't want to say borderline curmudgeons, but they're just curmudgeons. Like we just heard from Todd Bowles. Of course, Bill Belichick, no longer in the NFL, now coaching at North Carolina. He's one of the more famous, probably the most famous curmudgeon. And then you got the younger guys, some of them who do a whole lot more talking. Mike McDaniel never wants to shut up. He explains everything. And Nick Sirianni, the guy who just won a Super Bowl after being on a hot seat with the Eagles, Nick Sirianni will just kind of talk in circles and squares and every shape imaginable to try to get his point across. So kudos to Todd Bowles for still being one of the miserable head coaches who still happens to be entertaining. And so we don't know the status of any of the guys I mentioned, their leg injuries. Chop Robinson, Sauce Gardner, Antoine Winfield Jr., we don't know. But it's football. Guys are going to get hurt. It's like we heard from Joe Flacco, old man Joe Flacco, in the last break. It's the league. What are you going to do? By the way, it's also one of the reasons that we got a running back who decided to hold in and make his displeasure known about his contract, and that's James Cook. Yesterday, he finally got back to work on the football field, even though he was available in there. And then today, this morning, we learned that he got himself a new contract. 4 years, $48 million. Do the math. He's making $12 million a season. And this is exactly where I thought he'd be slotted at. You want to know what other running backs are making $12 million a year? Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara. And that's it. Those are your two guys making 12. Jonathan Taylor's at 14. Derrick Henry is at 15. That's where James Cook wanted his starting number to be. You got McCaffrey at 19, and then you got Saquon setting everybody up. Saquon making 20 mil. And so James Cook, a man of very few words, he spoke earlier today about why he wanted to stick around and stay with the Buffalo Bills.
Because we have an awesome quarterback, you know, and then the program just drafted me, organization just drafted me, and just want to spend the rest of my career and be here forever.
Yeah, he sounds excited about the money, right? Maybe less excited about speaking to the media, but I'm sure excited about the money. The general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, he talked about James Cook extension. Listen to this.
You know, this was something that we had conversations back in the spring. We had to put pause, you know, push pause and, you know, focus on the draft and other things. And something that we said we would try to revisit when we got to training camp. We've been here a while. You know, obviously we've been through things in the past, things that happened, distractions. And I think our, you know, the core of this team, yes, there's new players every year, but I think the core of this team, you know, knew what this was about.
Man, we don't care about that. Beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Do that. Like, do that. Good. James Cook. I don't think anybody thought he was leaving. I sure as hell didn't think he was going to end up anyplace else. And James Cook, guy had 18 total touchdowns last year. He's a safety and a security blanket for Josh Allen. Of course they were going to pay him. Of course they were going to keep him. Of course they were not going to let him walk out of the door. And so the next step is, well, now that he got $30 million guaranteed out of that 48, the next step is beat the Chiefs. Beat the Ravens again. Let's finish this out. James Cook, not the biggest running back in the world. Somebody that, damn it, if you hit him the wrong way, he's going to be out for a long time. He got paid. This is what he had to say about finding success in the league.
Just pushing myself every day, just leaning on my teammates throughout it, and just kept going and putting my head down to work.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's see what he does. His brother Dalvin played in the league. Now he plays in the league. He wants to see what type of legacy he can set up for himself, and he'll have a big old legacy if he can help the Buffalo Bills win a championship. To be honest, I don't know if they've been all that more improved than what we saw last year. The Buffalo Bills seem to just be a team on a treadmill. They are walking and going, but they're actually not going anywhere. They're just getting a workout with nothing accomplished. I mean, you have a goal. It's the Vince Lombardi. The Bills, they're not there. And one thing you also don't want to do is pair running back when you don't need to. They wanted to keep this man. They've paid the man, and maybe in a year or two, if he has another great season, he comes back and says, hey, I need more money. Pay me a whole hell of a lot more. Running backs are tricky. Brandon Bean said, I'm not against paying running backs. Well, today he did, and he also explained why he felt that this deal was a good one.
We just look at, you know, I know he gets put in the running back room, or guys get put in a tight end room, or, you know, but it's just trying to find a variety of weapons and skill sets. And he's got a skill set that, you know, that we wanted to maintain and keep with this offense.
Yeah, he has. I know what it is. It's the same old thing with all the small-ish offensive players. This sounds terrible, but guys like James Cook, Darren Sproles, the small-ish backs, they just remind me of sewer rats. They're just small, and they're all over the place, and you can't catch them, and they're short, they're stocky, they're destructive. They remind me of sewer rats. I don't know if that's the best football analogy for James Cook. I'm sure that he would not appreciate that. But you got to get them first. And that's it. It's going to be tough getting your hands on James Cook. Now, is he big enough to help you to block? Hell no. Is he big enough to be there to get short yardage? Hell no. But throughout the course of the game, when Josh Allen has the football in his hand and he takes off or he looks left or he looks right, he's like Superman. He can hold on to the ball and get the yards himself. But just to have the threat from the other side is going to be a benefit for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, this guy is going absolutely nowhere. James Cook sticking around with the Buffalo Bills. Another 4 years, $48 million. Hey, I don't know if he's going to pull a Saquon, demand more money, get more money after a Super Bowl victory. He tried to stick up the Buffalo Bills after having a career year. Well, a Super Bowl would take things to another level. Congratulations to James Cook. And now that I think about it, Batra, has Trey Hendrickson been paid?
Is he even in Cincinnati still? I know he came back for a little bit.
Is Michael Parsons been paid?
No.
Okay. Has Terry McLaurin been paid?
No, but there's conversations.
Okay. Yeah, these other guys will get paid sooner than later. Am I forgetting anybody who wants money?
Everyone else in the world?
In the NFL?
Major players? Deron Bland now wants a contract with Cowboys.
Okay. Cameron Hayward wants money now. What are we doing here? And he's a phony. I don't believe that guy for nothing. Yeah, we got Marco Belletti here. Marco, do you believe Cam Hayward? He really sat up there, yesterday, 2 days ago. And he's been in training camp the whole damn time. And somebody asked him a question. Now he's like, I might consider sitting out regular season games. Man, you're not sitting out nothing. does anybody believe that?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Probably not. But I will say this. Do you believe the idea that he went in last year and said, I'm going to take a pay cut because I was hurt, but when I'm an all pro, we're doing this again next year?
I believe that came from his agent, I'm sure, in a very polite way.
Right.
But I believe that more than why did you wait until like a week and a half, 2 weeks into training camp to even make that statement? Why are you showing up to work? And why are you threatening to stop working when they're going to hit you in the wallet in another 2 weeks? Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, look, he was there. He was never practicing. That's part of it, too. I think he claims he was, for what it seems like, I was trying to be the good soldier and being here and not working out so we can get this thing done. But now you're forcing me to go public, so let's get this friggin' thing done. So, like, look, I think that for me, his only leverage is to threaten that he's not going to play the actual games because the Steelers are in an all win mode now. You can't go to next year when you have no quarterback? So I think Pittsburgh knows, like, we got to put everything on the field now to have it one more shot with Aaron Rodgers. That works or not is different.
A corny threat too. He knows the pecking order. It's like, hey, TJ Watt had to get paid first and then they'll worry about me.
Right.
And he's supposed to be the man of the year in the NFL. Whatever happened to that? Where did that go?
That goes out the window when you want to get paid. So Watt got paid, now Hayward wants to get paid.
Okay. And now does Hayward, he's not the man of the year. Is he going to, like, push old ladies around and stuff, steal from kids?
He might. Okay. I think that's in the bylaws. You're allowed to do that as long as, you know, you're looking for money.
Okay. All right, cool. Good on former NFL man of the year. Can you be former or are you just always man of the year? I don't know.
I think you're always. I don't know. They don't really, like, rip the Walter Payton thing off your jersey, right? Like, you keep that thing, right? Yeah. So, like, aren't you just always the man?
Isn't it kind of crazy how the NFL is such a corrupt, dirty league business entity? Is they hand out awards for guys who are nice in the community. Isn't that kind of backwards? Right? A little bit.
I think every league does that, kind of.
No,
There's, like, the good guy award in baseball.
No. But they're not the NFL. Yeah. They're not the NFL. They don't hide injuries. They don't try to beat up and destroy their players the way that the league does. A little bit different. I mean, we could say that about any business entity, okay? Does any business really care about its employees? To a certain degree. I mean, it's real tough when you start thinking about thousands and thousands of employees. Do the people around you care about you? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But you start climbing up the totem pole, everybody's replaceable. They don't care. And so, yeah, we could say that about the NHL, the NBA. The NFL is different. This is an organization that's had to pay out millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and probably billions of dollars because they've been covering up their own crap just to maintain the money. So, yeah, are all the leagues like that, Boccia? Yes, so is life. But the NFL, a little different. I mean, we got NFL players who are sitting around, you know, in pain, like in pain, looking for money, looking for a little bit of help, while the league is making upwards of $20 billion a year. But we can pat some of the current athletes on the back, knowing that the NFL will just as likely kick their asses out, too.
Hey, just remember, if you want smelling salts or ammonia, supply it yourself.
Oh, yeah. You gotta bring it yourself.
We're drawing the line. The NFL is drawing the line at actually giving it to you. Make sure you brown bag it. You bring that yourself. Go into your private stash.
Yeah, don't be a retired player either in pain. Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't care if it messes the concussion. We just don't want to be liable for it. So you bring it yourself.
Yeah, great organization. Great. Yeah, it is such a, you know, and that's the part where you just got to go. At what point do you draw the line? Like, I love sports. I don't like the business of the NFL. I appreciate the athletes that are out there. But then there's this, and that goes for anything. You can like a lot of things. There's nothing that's pure and good in the world. Just babies when they fall out. And then they get corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quickly.
They get corrupted too. Anyway. Hey, Boccia, never mind. I was going to give you a child advice, but take your time, okay?
So just take my time. That's the advice.
Okay. And know the baby will come out pure, and then the minute that they start breathing the air and seeing other people, they will be corrupted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there you go. You're welcome. JR Wisdom for you on a Wednesday. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Not everything is corrupted. Some things are good, like the Brewers, like the Mariners. We'll talk about them on the other side of the break. And there's so much more going on. I think Marco has details on all of that. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we talked some football, some of the largest stories that took place today. Shedeur Sanders going down with that oblique injury. James Cook getting paid. And we got some other players today just out with some leg injuries. I guess these are what you would consider to be the, not just the dog days of summer, but the dog days of NFL training camp. Guys are getting beat up. They're getting hardened. They're getting toughened. For the start of the regular season. And I'm sure after like one more preseason game, some of these guys, and we know a lot of the stars haven't played certain teams. Bengals certainly had all their stars playing because they've sucked to start the regular season. But after like a game or two, you're just like, come on, can we get on with it? So the regular season will be here sooner than later. And guys like Chop Robinson, Sauce Gardner, Antoine Winfield Jr., all dealing with lower leg injuries that you would hope are not that severe. But amongst all of that, you talk about the dog days of summer. That also means that the baseball season, well, I think we've gone past the point of it heating up. Unless you happen to be the Milwaukee Brewers, who after today have now won 12 straight games. Last night they beat up on Paul Skeens and the Pirates 14-0. Today, the Brewers beat them again, 12-5. They now own a 12-game winning streak. And this is a team that doesn't have Jackson Churio. You got Jacob Mizorowski, got hit in the leg. He's been gone with a shin. They're also probably trying to limit his innings. They want to use him maybe for the postseason if they can go deep there. Reese Hoskins has been gone, and they've still been winning. They have a chance to tie their franchise record of 13 straight victories. This took place in 1987 when they take on the Reds tomorrow. Boccia, I know the trade deadline came and went. You weren't too high on them. I'm not too high on them. But if they start getting some of these reinforcements back, we know everybody in baseball goes through some ebbs and flows, some highs and lows. They go through the ups and downs. the Brewers are looking good right now.
It's hard to say the Brewers on like a Lynn Sanity type run.
Oh boy.
When they've done it two times in 1 year with over 10 game win streaks.
Yeah.
I can't ignore the acquisition of Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox for, ironically enough, Savali, who said he was a starter and got traded like basically right after that. That basically was the turning point for their season, because I think they've only lost five or six games, maybe less than that, since Vaughn's joined the team. On top of that, everyone in that lineup, I feel they don't strike out and they always get on base. So that's a good recipe.
And the offense is diversified. You know, they're not out there just relying on, hey, let's go out here and hit the long ball. The Brewers, they got the best batting average in the National League. They're leading the National League in stolen bases. And so I love that. That's baseball to me. When you can go out there and manufacture runs and not just wait on one guy to deliver. They're pretty deep all the way through. And then the starting rotation, that's the tricky part. The guys go through the ups and downs, and you never know who's going to get hurt. In the instance of Mizorowski, who was named an all-star just by basically showing up and pitching a few games, like he gets hit in the leg, and boom, they're like, okay, sit your behind down, even though they're probably trying to save him for deep in the season, being the fact that he's a rookie. You know what? Let's take a listen. Sam Frelick, he knows the team is deep, and that's going to be a benefit for them as they continue on through the season. Listen.
It's been unbelievable. Just 1 through 9, getting it done. You know, if you go up there and get out, the guy behind you is going to pick you up. And that paired with the starters and bullpen doing so well for us, you know, we don't have to score that many runs. So it's been awesome.
And today, 12-game winning streak, trying to go for a record 13 tomorrow. And good on all the Brewer fans. Because apparently there's like a promotion, the local burger place, if they get to 12 straight victories, everybody gets a burger. So, good. Bracha, feel free to drive out to Milwaukee. Get a head start.
That's I don't know how long that is. 8 hours? 9 hours?
Probably longer than that.
Ooh.
What, New York City to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
No, I think
to Wisconsin?
It's going to be longer than 8, buddy.
15?
Probably in that range, I'd say. Let's see. Yeah, 14 and a half. You're right. There you go. Yeah, 8, 9. 8, a little too generous. You may end up in Cleveland for all of that. So,
hey, not a bad place to be, Cleveland, unless you're Joakim Noah.
Oh, Joakim Noah doesn't like Cleveland. Isn't there somebody else who doesn't like Cleveland?
LeBron, technically?
It's home for him. No, he went through a list. Oh, it's home. He went to go make money. You faulting the guy?
No, not at all.
He left Cleveland to go to Los Angeles or Miami. Come on.
I respect that. But either way, there's got to be somebody else.
Somebody else doesn't like. No. Josh Hart doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't like Indianapolis.
Yeah. I don't. Besides for racing and
have
Pacers,
you been?
No.
Have you? Okay, well, take a trip and then you be your own judge. I will say nothing, okay? I love Indianapolis. I love Indianapolis. I love Cleveland. I love every place. I do. Believe me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, by the way, it's not just the Brewers who are currently on a run. Congratulations to the Mariners. They actually just got started a few minutes ago. They're trying to get to a 9-game winning streak. Last night, they blanked the O's 1-0. They're out in Baltimore. They're at it again right now this minute. Last night, George Kirby was on the mound, pitched 7 innings, struck out 7 guys. Man, that starting rotation for the Mariners is pretty good. This is what George Kirby had to say. Now that these Mariners have tied the Astros for tops in the AL West.
I don't think anybody's really concerned with that at the moment. We're just playing good baseball. The vibes are good. We're all having fun. And the more you do that, you know, the more you can stack some really good games.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, you might as well. I mean, you could be hot now, and then you get to September, and then you could fall apart, and then nobody cares. Nobody cares. Hey, this Mariners and Orioles game is currently delayed, and so we'll wait to see when they go ahead and get started. But look, most of these teams in Major League Baseball, outside the ones that just throw a bunch of money up against the wall, hello to the Dodgers. You got a lot of squads that just they got to wait until the end of the season. I mean, the Diamondbacks went to the World Series And I remember before the season started, I was actually in Arizona and I'm walking around downtown and I'm like, who the hell are these guys? And they ended up in the World Series just a few months later. And so you never know. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Hopefully in the case of the Brewers, maybe even the Mariners, I don't trust the Mariners though. In the case of the Brewers, maybe they can get hot again at the right time. Get another streak together and stop the Dodgers from winning. Maybe people will realize that maybe we shouldn't spend all this damn money to try to win. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, when you win, sometimes you get comfortable. Let's get some hungry teams out there. And speaking of hungry, Travis Kelce, the past couple of seasons, he might have been the wrong type of hungry. Hungry for fame. Hungry for money. Not so much hungry for championships. Travis Kelce saying what we all knew. He was hanging out with his girlfriend too damn much. We'll talk about Travis Kelce. Well, we got something else that happened in baseball. I'm going to tell you about Pete Alonso last night, trying to do some more. We got NFL quarterbacks fighting. We got more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.